Blog Talk Radio.
We live right here on Hot Hits Radio, the hottest radio show online, and we have a young lady that harassed me about getting on the show. You know, they kept calling. She called about 50 times. No, I'm just playing. Y'all jamming live right here on Hot Hits Radio, the hottest radio show online. We have another artist in the building. What's up?
What's up with you? What's up?
Nothing much. How you doing today, man?
Man, I'm doing real great. Blessed and thankful to be alive.
Oh, that's what's up. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from California. I'm Cali all day.
What's that weather like there, man?
Man, it's hot as ever out here in Pomona, California. It's hot.
it feels like
we're in the summertime.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Royal Dayday. I'm from North Oakland, born in North Oakland, live in Pomona, raised in Pomona. Man, I've been an artist since 13. That's when I found out I wrote my first song called Back Up Because You In My Way, featuring my cousin. Well, you know what I'm saying? Featuring my cousin Tip. We wrote our first song. I've been doing auditions, modeling,
okay.
And then became Stressed Out Records. And when I became Stressed Out Records, it's like I was on.
So where'd you get the idea from Stressed Out Records? How you get that idea?
I actually got it from my uncle. He started it when he got out the pen.
Okay.
Because, you know, I had the karaoke machine at the house. So, you know, when he would come to the house, you know, he would record and stuff. But then he came up with Stressed Out Records, and I took it and ran with it.
Okay.
And who knew it would just blow up the way it did? Like, everybody loves it. I mean, it's everywhere. We took it so far up to Europe. That's how far it is.
Cool. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Y'all have some artists out there in Europe? Or they just play the
music? No. I think they play the music. I was hooked up with Hugo Promo. They the
okay.
one that did that.
Okay.
They had offered me about 6 distributions. And I did my first magazine article with, with Warp Magazine.
Okay.
I don't know if y'all heard of them, but I did an article with them. I've been with a lot of people, so it's like I'm just networking. People know me.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. What's the first song you written?
The first song was Back Up Because You In My Way. That was my very first one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said that. My fault. You said that.
Because, man, in high school, you know what I'm saying, they used to freestyle and stuff, but I never would freestyle. My mom was on some different stuff. So when I got out of high school and everything, at 17, I hit the studio, and I came up with What's My Name? And that went, that just blew up.
Cool. So you have any upcoming projects?
Yeah, I do. I got an exclusive album I'm working on right now called I'm a Threat to the World,
okay.
Featuring a few artists. I got a new artist named Esquire. Boy doing his thing, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Rest in peace to his mama, but my boy, he do his thing. My boy Tip, I'm putting him on there. I got a couple, you know, artists that I really kind of keep low, you know, that people don't know that they could rap, but, you know, I'm bringing them out because everybody got talent. It's just who you invest in.
Right. So you have a release date for it yet?
No, I don't got no release date. I kind of really, everybody don't know about it, but I've been working on it. And when I say it's fire, it's fire. Because the one that I sent you, Deceased, shout out to Grindface Records. You know what I'm saying? They produced that one. You know,
okay.
Heart Turned Dark. They did that for me. You know, shout out to Michelle. Shout out to... you know, her and her girlfriend, Shamari, you know what I'm saying? From Grindface, they did their thing.
Okay. Who are some of your influences? Who are some rappers that influenced you while you're coming up? How old are you now?
I'm 30.
Okay. Who are some rappers that were your influence?
You know, I'm going to have to go with Tupac and Biggie.
Okay.
and Fly.
All right.
Lil Boosie. You know, I like these people because, you know what I'm saying, Eminem, because what they spit is they spit their life, and that's
right.
What I spit. The things
okay.
that we go through on a daily basis, the stuff that you see, you know, because, I mean, life ain't fair. It ain't easy,
right.
But you make it what it is.
Cool, that's what's up. So So what are your goals for the before the end of the year? You have any goals you want to accomplish?
My goals is to release this album before 2017. Shout out to Rockstar for, you know what I'm saying, giving me this opportunity to do this show September 2nd that I got coming up in L.A. You know, shout out to Lil Deezy, TB, holla at him. You know what I'm saying? These are people that I've actually been around that actually know me and took the time to, you know what I'm saying, see what I was working with.
Right. Okay. Well, what are some of the hardest things you see in the music industry? What's the hardest thing about the music industry?
Probably getting signed and getting yourself out there, you know, networking, knowing the right people, getting
right.
your foot in the door. You know, because a lot of people could say they rappers, but it's like, who knows you? Who
right.
who's seen you? Like, can you tell anybody? I had a girl once tell me when I came back from Little Rock, Arkansas, I came back in March and I started promoting Heart Turned Dark. And she told me that she had my very first album. Now, you know I was 13 at the time. And I'm 30. You got my very first album. That's love to have
right.
that.
Right. That's somebody that's been keeping the track of you that like what you're doing.
That's what I'm saying. And I thank Pomona for showing me nothing but love. Moreno Valley, just everybody. You know what I'm saying? The out of state, everywhere. Miami, just I thank everybody.
You have any tours coming up that you want to, you know, to promote the album?
As far as tours, no. But I got shows coming up.
Okay.
I did a show at Los Globes. I did a show there. I shut it down. I thanked them. I got this show September 2nd, like I said, for Rockstar.
Okay.
And I thank Rockstar because, you know, Rockstar, man, they out there.
Now, what's different about the Cali music scene? You know, because everybody says it's a difference between the California music and the other music.
It is. Cali from the South, it's different. You know, I had a chance to experience the South music. You know, it's real different. It's real different. From Cali, we the West Side. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We the North Side. Our music is, you know, you done heard the game and everybody.
Right.
Our style is different. You know
right.
what I'm saying? But me being from where I'm from, my whole style is different.
Okay. Well, when you present your music to people, how do you come to them, like, hey, check me out, blah, 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 what do you say to them?
Oh, no, I walk up to them and I'll be like, hello, you know what I'm saying, I'm the CEO and president of Stressed Out Records, this is my new album, you know, whatever it is, and I'll be like, can you check me out, and, you know, sometimes I'll be like, it's for $5, and if they be like, I don't have it, you know, because I'm not money hungry, so I'll be like, just bang me anyway, you know what
right.
I'm saying? Put it on me, just bang me. And for them to put it in their cars and bang me, I love that.
What are some mistakes that you think artists make right now?
Selling their souls to the devil.
What, trying to be
yeah.
out, trying to get on?
Yeah, trying to get on, you know what I'm saying? You could tell a person when they so anxious, they'll do anything, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like my songs, one verse in my song, I said, you know what I'm saying? I seen a nigga so desperate, he sell his soul for the gold. Like, it ain't that serious. You know what I'm saying? It's not that
right.
serious.
So what is your things that you want to do for next year? Like 2017, 2016 almost over. What's some things that you like? I know I want. These are like the top three things I want to do for 2017.
Open up my own restaurant, which I'm finna do that. You know what I'm saying? Continue to put Stressed Out Records on the map. Continue to do shows, set up tours, continue to network with different people. I'm really going to push Stressed Out Records. Like, I'm really pushing it. You know,
okay.
my little sister live in Miami. I'm going to push that out there to her. I got a sister in Modesto. I'm pushing that out there to her. I got
okay.
family in Fresno. I'm pushing that out there. I'm really pushing it. You know, I want this clothing line. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to shout out to Zella Blog, my auntie with her fashion line. She doing her thing. I'm trying to make things happen, you know, and if I could just get the support that everybody giving me, you know what I'm saying, and
right.
keep God first, it's going to happen.
Cool. Now, you say you opening up a restaurant. What kind of restaurant are you trying to open up? Well, what kind of restaurant are you going to open up?
It's going to be called Champions Franchise.
All right. What is it? Like burgers or, you know,
No, like a upscale classy restaurant, you know, or, yeah. You know.
So you're trying to start you a franchise. That's what's up, man. You sound like you got your things together, man. You already got your mindset on what you want to do.
Oh, man, I've been doing a lot. I've been really networking. My SoundCloud, you know what I'm saying? People on Twitter love me. You know, I hooked up with you. I thank you for this opportunity. Man,
no
that's
problem.
A lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Atlanta, too, because they already know me. Just how you found me on LinkedIn, they found me on LinkedIn, too. So it's like y'all really showing me love. It's the opportunity and a dream come true to me, because whoever knew that this would happen?
Right.
A dream that I took and made reality.
Cool. Now, you say the new album, say the name, what's the name of it again?
You know, I can't. It's called I'm a Threat to the World, Exclusive. From Stressed Out Records.
I'm writing that down so I can remember to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, shoot out your social networks and everything, man, so people will be able to check you out, man.
Man, check me out on Instagram, Royal. Check me out on Twitter, a.k.a. Day Day Messiah. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no Facebook. I'm sorry to my fans, but I deactivated Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Facebook kind of old, so I'm sorry. If y'all need me, I will reactivate it just for my fans. You can find me on Star Now, my modeling. You can check me out on SoundCloud, Royal. You can check me out on Hugo Promo. I'm on there. Check me out on LinkedIn. Man, I'm everywhere.
Cool.
You can Google me. You can check me on MySpace. I know that's old, but y'all, MySpace still cracking.
It sure is. They don't know that, man. MySpace is still on.
Man, I'm all on MySpace. If you want to hear all my music, check me out on MySpace. Royal. You can find me on there. I'm on there.
Cool. Now, what's this track we're going to play for you? What's the name of it?
Deceased.
And how'd you get that title?
Man, rest in peace to my big bro, who I lost in 2005 to a hate crime. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's where the concept of the song come from, you know what I'm saying? Because it was like, my brother was out here doing his thing too, doing the music, and you know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, somebody took my best friend from me. So it was like, you know, I got that idea from him. And a lot of people could feel it. A lot of people can feel it. Because those that has lost people, you know what I'm saying? Let's just pour one up for the deceased. Let's pour one up.
Cool. Well, go ahead and introduce that for us, man.
Man, this is the new album, Heart Turned Dark. New song, titled Deceased. I hope y'all like it. Produced, man, by Grindface Records, Stressed Out Records. You already know.
All right,
Deceased.
Cool, man. I appreciate you calling into the radio show, man.
Man, I thank you guys for the love, and you know what I'm saying? Like I said, shout out to all those around, you know what I'm saying? Even shout out to the ones that's trying to make it, you feel me? Keep your head up. Put God first, and everything will be cool. Shout out to Kevin Gates, too. Man, can't wait to work with you next. Man.
Cool. Y'all jamming right here on Hot Hits Radio, the hottest radio show online. We got Royale Deceased right here on Hot Hits Radio.
Lurking nigga, my black knight. Smith and Wesson tuck underneath. Enemies, they scare me. Got my bro beside me. Y'all stand like y'all seen a ghost. Back from the dead, revenge, nigga. Now y'all screaming Hail Mary. Fuck the wind, they gon' apply. 50 through your chest, nigga. Thug life tatted on me. I'm worth the game, been missing, homie. Fuck goons, fuck goblins. Red Nation, I will support. Digging up my family's grave. Crazy bitch, I am insane. Lock me up till I can't breathe. Taliban ain't no me. I'm cooking up and I'm serving it. Beast trick, my eyes bleed. I don't play when it comes to this. Laughing at these whole niggas. Dressed up in all black. My funeral ain't paid for this. Blood stains on my shirt, nigga. I'm whacking niggas with one look. Fire burns through my chest, nigga. I just want what's mine, nigga.
What's mine, nigga?
Pour, pour, pour for my nigga who deceased. Pour, pour, pour for my nigga R.I.P. Light it, light it, smoke one for my bro. Light it, light it, smoke one for my bro. Pour, pour, pour for my nigga who deceased. Pour, pour, pour for my nigga R.I.P. Light it, smoke one for my bro. light it, smoke one for my bro. Hat tip, I'm posted.